You are holding daf yud beis on mid beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hanoisayos isha." Somebody marries a lady. He doesn't find any besulim. That means by the night of the chasna, by the chuppah, the first time the husband complains that it's Pesach Pesuach, that she doesn't have any besulim. Is he your emeris? So she says like this. In other words, I agree, I'm asking, I don't have any more besulim. The attack, I lived with a man before. But the pshat is that Mishirastani Nenasti. It happened, Mishirastani, after we had Kedushin, Nenasti, somebody forced me. In other words, that like in the Mishnah's times, they used to have Kedushin now, and first make Nisuyin 12 months later. So after the 12 months now, she said like a few months ago, after the Kedushin, somebody was Manasa. And therefore, the Nistach Posadeyu, it's like your field got ruined. In other words, now that she's the wife of the husband, she's like the field of the husband, and anything that happens to her, she could find that's mazloch gorim, it's your mazloch, it's because of you that somebody was manas me. And Lamaisa, she's still mutter to her husband because it's an honest. We're not talking about an Ashes Kain, we're talking about an Ashes Yisroel now, so she's still mutter to him, and therefore she's saying that she wants $200. Like if you want to give her a get, if she deserves to get a ksuba of $200. So the Mishnah here at Samashma that the ksuba is totally how she is b'shas kedushin. So like the shita that learned that ksuba tishibur ischal b'shas kedushin is very good. Here she said that at the time of kedushin she was a regular besula, so she deserves to get $200. For later on after the kedushin something happened to her, a man was manasam that she became a bula. However, according to the other Shittas of Rishonim, the Mashma, the Ikra Din, Ksubis, first Chal, Bishas, Nesuyin, so you have to say the Mishnah is talking about where they made it tonight, where Bishas Kedushin, he was Mishabed himself then to give her $200 for the Ksuba. So Shittain is that at the time of the Kedushin, she was a regular Besula, she deserves to get $200. That happened later on that somebody was Manasa, and Vistach Posadei, it was like your mazel, you lost out. Vuaymer, the husband says back, like the husband's only Yeshema, the husband's only like doubt, he doesn't know for sure, but he time is maybe no, maybe it's not like you're saying. What happened was that you were a bula from before I was Mekadesh you. Maybe good, somebody was minus you. But the husband says, I have to be afraid, maybe it even happened before I made Kedushim with you. And therefore, it's called the Mekach Tois, like we had before in the Gemara. That if you consa the Cheskas Psula, then insas bula, the Loch Rizet to Mekach Tois, we had before. So the husband has a right to say, I don't want to give you a penny. I'm not mechayev to give you any ksuba. I was only mechayev myself to give a ksuba to a psula. Now that I find out that you're a bula, I don't want to give you anything. So the kitza, she says she deserves a ksuba. And the husband says, no, you don't deserve the ksuba. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim Nemenis. They say she's believed. We believe her. And the Havimini Rashi says, the Gemara will be is that Bori Vishema Bori Yodif. That she is a bori. She is saying for sure what happened to her. That a man was manasar after the kedushin, and the husband is only saying maybe. He doesn't know for sure when it happened. So the klal is bori v'shem, a bori yod, if that's why she's believed. Even though she's being moitzi mama now, because of her, the husband is going to have to pay you $200. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Yeshua says, loy mipi anu chayin. No, we don't live because what she's saying. In other words, he doesn't just say Loshen Yeshua ain't a Nemun. He says Loi Mi Pi Onu Chayin. So one shot the Shita says is a Loshen like the Mishnah says Al Gimel Dvar Moilam Oimed Al Emes. One of them is sounds like you. The world does not exist because of you. Like Loi Mi Pi Onu Chayin. We're not living because of you. What comes out of your mouth? Like the husband says, who says you're telling the truth? Maybe you're lying. Ella therefore Yeshua holds Harezu Becheskas Bula. We like believe what the husband complains. That she is a Becheskas Bula Achler Tisaris. That even before the Kedushin, she was a Bula. Vihitosai, and she fooled the husband. Achetobi Railad Varehel, until she could prove it, that the Oinus happened first after the Kedushin. But like this, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that a Bori of Hashem is Lav Bori Yodif. We don't believe her, but rather we say the husband Shema. We have to be doubt, we have the doubt of the husband, that maybe she had this, she became a bula even before the Kedushin, therefore she does not deserve to get a ksuba. So since she is being moitzi mom from the husband, we say the klal is, like leave the cheskas mom where it is, that the husband keeps his money, does not have to pay his wife the ksuba. This is the machloikas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Havimina again is whether you hold Bori Vashem or Bori Yodif, Or we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the real time of Rabbi Gamliel is. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, we're not like this. Somebody comes, Reuven comes to his friend Shimon and says, look, I lent you $100 last month, pay it up. Shimon answers back, "En yodaya, I don't know." So Tosfos speaks out, not that he says, I don't know if I paid back or not, but he's saying, I don't know if I borrowed the money altogether or not. Because if he said, I don't know if I paid you back, then he agrees that he borrowed the money, so if Shatid is a cheskas chiyev, then he would be chayiv. See what we're talking about? There, Shimon is saying Shema means he doesn't know if he borrowed the money at all. He doesn't remember. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna Amri Chayiv. They both say Shimon has to pay the $100 back to Reuven. For Rav Nachman, for Rabbi Yechon and Amri Potter. They both hold no, you Potter. What's the svara? Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda Amri Chayiv. They both say you Chayiv to pay the money. Why? Bori v'shema, bori yodif. Since Reuven is saying bori for sure, I lent you the money, like you owe me $100. As Shimon is only saying back a Shema, he doesn't know. So the klal is, Bezdin listens to the Bori. And Ilchas Toin V'nitin, when one person says Bori and one person is doubtful, the one that says Bori is believed. That's Rav Yehun, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda Svar. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon and Amri Potter. They both say no, you Potter. Why? Because Ukim Amoin of a Cheskas Mori. That there's a doubt whether he owes the money or not. He's a Shema. We don't know for sure. So the klal is, with the Shema, like you can't be Maitzi Mammon, we have a doubt if he really owes the money or not. So until you bring a Raya with Eidim, we'll leave the money the way it is by the first person. No, we'll leave the money by Shimon. Reuven does not have a right to collect the money from Shimon. Because we say what? A Maitzi Mechavera all over Raya. This is the famous Machloikis, whether we say Bari Vishema Bari Yodif, or we say Lav Bari Yodif. Toysa speaks out here, a lot of Kashis, Thiris, and Toysa says there are differences. It's only where you have a Bori Toiv and a Shema Geruah, like over here. Like the Bori is asking very good, because on the Tzad, the other one, he did not lend the money, the other one should have said clearly no. Like it's us, it's a chutzpah to have somebody for money if you didn't really lend him the money. So your Bori is a Bori Toiv. And the one that's saying a Shema, that's a Shema Geruah, it's a bad Shema. Like what do you mean you don't know? You should have known if you borrowed the money or not. It also looks like you're lying a little bit. So only over here do we say Bori Veshema, Bori Yodif, where the Bori is good and the Shemri is a no good. But in cases where the Bori is a Bori Geruah and the Shem is a Shema Toiv, then we would not say Bori Veshem Bori Yodif. But I call upon him, it's Machlokes now, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, if we say Bori Yodif or not. So Gemara says, Omalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Tishmuli. That Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both say Bori Veshem Bori Yodif, we believe the Bori, that goes like Shmuel. And we'll soon see Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah. And that's the Havimina that the Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah is because of Bori Veshem and Bori Yodif. That's not, we learned like this. This is going to be a Mishnah, the second Mishnah we'll see later on the Yud Gimel. We'll soon see a Mishnah that sounds like this. Hoysum Muberis. In a case where we have a Pnuya, a girl that's not married, and she became pregnant. V'yomola, so we ask her, Mativo Shalu Bezer, like what's the luck of this child you're going to have? In other words, really the question is, who is the boyel? Who is the man? Who is the father here? And we want to know if the kid's going to be a miyuchas or not. Was the father, was this man a mamzer or a nosin? So we ask her who he was. So she answers back and says, Meish ploini v'koinu. He was a miyuchas like a man. He was a koin, lav dafka koin. It means he's a kosher person. Therefore, she is still kosher to marry a koin. And no one in a child is also still married to, is mutter to marry a koin. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis. That's the next Mishnah that says, Rabbi Gamliel again says, we believe her, but she's a Bari. She says for sure that she had Znus with a kosher Yid, therefore a kid is also kosher. We don't know. So Klal is Bari, we believe her. Now, V'yomer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. That Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe in the next Mishnah, Shalom Yuchsin, we believe her what she's saying, that the husband, the man, was a kosher Yid, and the kid and she is both kosher. Now, v'yom malei Rav Shmuel, bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda, so Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, told to his father Rav Yehuda, she didn't know like you once learned, you taught us, that Amar t'lo mishmedi Shmuel, you yourself told us over the name of Shmuel, that Allah k'rabbi Gamliel, af barishayna, the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, not only in the second Mishnah, but even in the first Mishnah that we just learned right now, even in our Mishnah also, the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, "My afri shayna." What's this lashon like? Even in our Mishnah, what's the bigger chiddush? Why is our Mishnah bigger chiddush than the Mishnah later? Because like this, af agav diikol meima ulkim amayin of a cheskas morei. Even though in our Mishnah here, it's a question of taking out money. Like it's a question: does the husband have to pay the ksuv or not? In the case later when he gives her a get, does he have to pay her ksuv or not? So she says yes. That she was married at the short time Kedushin, at the time of the Kedushin, she was a Besula. It first happened later, so she's asking for $200. And the Gamliel says, yes, we believe her, we'll believe her Bari, because the husband is only a Shema. Even though her Bari now wants to take away money from the husband, and we really should say, Ukim Amayin of a Cheskas Mari, if we have a doubt whether the husband really owes the money or not, usually we say, Hamoitze Mechavere Olav Araya, prove it with Eidim before I have to take out money. Still we say no, Amr Rabbi Gamliel, Bari Yadif, as Rabbi Gamliel holds, Bari is believed. So that's the Chiddush from Rabbi Gamliel in the first Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, L'chura Leima, let's say that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna the Yamek Rabbi Gamliel. Hey, it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna that say, Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, that we believe the Isha, she's a Bari, even though the husband is a Shema and he's a Muchzik in his money, still we say, Bari is Yadif, Bari is strong enough, even to be Maitzi Mammon. For Rav Nachman, for Rav Yechanan, the Yamrik Rav Yeshua. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, they both say, Lav Bari Yodif, that a Bari is not strong enough to take away money from the Shema. The Chura, they go like Rav Yeshua in our Mishnah, that says, we do not believe the Isha. She's not Nema to take away money from the husband. Gemara says, no. Omaloch Rav Nachman says back, I know the Yamrik Rav Yeshua, Rav Gamliel. Really, I tell you, I could even hold like Rav Gamliel on our Mishnah. What does that mean? I, Rav Nachman himself says, Bari Vishem Lav Bari Yodif, the Bari does not win. And then now Mishnah Rav Gamliel says that she is believed, her Bari is wins. So Mar says like this, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rav Gamliel. Up until now, when did Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah say that we believe Hosa Mela Di'ika Migu, that she has a Migu, she has another reason to be believed. Not only because of the Bari B'Shema, but she also has a Migu. It's a proof that she's not lying, like we'll soon speak out. Avalocha, my Migu Ika. But in a regular case of Bari B'Shema, that I say you owe me $100, and he says he doesn't know, I have no Migu. So Rashi explains the Migu in our Mishnah here is that what happened? She says, true, I'm a Bula right now, but Yishno Mishrastani Nanasti. You know what happened to me? It happened to me is that a man was manas me. Now by saying this, she becomes also to a kain. The Lachri, she's saying the anusa happened after the kedushin, so she's an ashes ish, and somebody was manasa. The Lachri, she's also to a kain. So according to what she's saying right now, she's passing herself to a kain. It's on the tzad that her husband dies, and she's an amana, a regular kain is not allowed to marry her. But what she could have said mukatsaitani. Like if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She could have said, you know why I have no psulim now? I never lived with a man. But what happened was, when I was young, I hurt myself, and a stick went in there, and I broke my besulim. So the fact that she says, Mishrastani Nanasti, that's a reason to believe her. That's a migu, because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. So maybe that's why now Mishnah Rav Gamliel says we believe her. It's not only because of her bari, but because also she has a migu. Inami, another svaris, Ad kan lo kamar Rav Gamliel hosa melo diarminam ukma achazoka. Another svar in our Mishnah, why it's better in our case than a regular case of Bari B'Shema, because here the Isha has a Chazaka. Ukma Chazaka. Let's leave her on a Chazaka. Like Rashi explains, that our question is now, at the time of the Kedushin, what was she? Was she a Psula or was she a Bula? At the time of the Kedushin. Now the girl for sure was born a Psula. That's the way her body was at the beginning. So the question is, at the time of the Kedushin, did it change yet or not? So we have a doubt if it changed or not. There's always a svar of a Chazaka to say something did not change from the way it was before. I, right now, we see she's a Bula. We should believe her that she says, Mishirastani Nenasti, that it first happened later after the Kedushin. But at the time of the Kedushin, she has a Chazaka to say her body did not change by then. Avol Hocha, but in a regular case of a Bari B'Shema, my Chazak Islay. If Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, there's no Chazaka to say like that Shimon owes the money. So therefore, usually, we hold Bari V'Shema Lav Bari Yodif. Bari alone is not strong enough to take away money. But over here now, Mishnah, the reason why Rav Gamliel says we believe her is, first of all, she has a Migu, and secondly, she has a Chazaka also. Now, exactly why the Gemara has to say two terutzim, there are a lot of different sources in the Rishonim that we'll see later on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in the second mission of Mukat Tzeitz, we'll soon see, there is no migu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have to come on to the second svara, why Rabbi Yochanan, why Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed, is because she has a chazaka. Other Rishonim want to say that really this migu is not the best migu there is. Because what do we say now? We believe her when she says Mishra Stanin Anasti, because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She could have said Muketzeitz. Now even if she says Muketzeitz also, it's not for sure that she's believed. So they call, like these migus are called the migu of a Tainam Al Yisa. Usually a migu is the pshat. If you would have said something else, for sure with that time you would have won, you would have been believed. So you have the kayach of that time to be believed over here. In our case though, even if you would have said Muketzeitz, still Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Neman. So our migus here is only called the migu of a Tainam Al Yisa, that she's just saying a better complaint. So therefore, the second Cheetos, this is not called a good migu, and therefore you have to come on to a Chazaka. So therefore you have these two swars where Rabbi Gamliel say that the Bari is Neman to be Maitzi Maman. Either Bari with a migu could be Maitzi Maman, or else a Bari with a Chazaka could be Maitzi Maman. But all over, a regular Bari Veshema, we hold Taka Lav a Bari Yodif. And the Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistavra." This is a svara the way we're saying right now. Could the kamashninon to Rav Nachman who the Yom Kippur Gamliel? It's a good svara to say like this that Rav Nachman tak holds like Rav Gamliel. Why? The Yim came because if you're not going to say like this, it's kash hilchasa hilchasa. I have a stir in psakalocha. The kain malon hilchasa to Rav Nachman bedini. We paskin always like Rav Nachman and hilchas dayonim and hilchas mamonis. We always paskin like Rav Nachman. So it should come out that we paskin bori v'shemo lav bori yodif. If I say you owe me $100 and you don't know about it, so you don't have to pay. Uvaho, and in our mission here, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, and here Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Gamliel that we do believe her. Why? We hold bori v'shemo lav bori yodif and a lav shemamina k'dim shaninon shemamina. There's a proof like we just got finished saying. It's a good proof. That the reason why Rabbi Gamliel and our Mishnah says we believe her is not only because of a tainus bari, of course you need her bari, and not only because the husband is a shema, but because either she has a migu with a taina, or else she has a chazaka cheska saguf. So a chazaka and a bari, or a migu and a bari, that's nema to be mitzi mamin. But a regular bari alone, taka we hold like Rav Nachman, is not strong enough to be mitzi mamin. Nenech Nami, the Ktsois and the Kivega, they both bring riots from our Gemaras here, that even though usually we say a migu is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mamin, and who are then a Bari by itself can't be Maitzi Mamin, when you have the two together, when the Tainas Bari has a migu with it, then we say they're strong enough to be Maitzi Mamin, even to be Maitzi Mamin. You'll see the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah says now, again the same type of a case, that here in Eris Mukat Saitzani. Again, the husband, by the night of the chuppah, complains that she was a Pesach Psuach, that she's not a Psula the way he thought she was. But she says, Muketzeitzani, you know why I have no Psulim now? Not because I live with a man, but because I'm a Muketzeitz. So when that happened to her once, that she fell, hurt herself, and an eighth piece of wood went into the Malkim, that's why she doesn't have a Psulim. Now we'll see in the Gemara exactly how much of a Ksuba is she asking for. But for who I am, the husband says back and says loy, like maybe that was not the case, but rather kiel drusus ishat. Maybe you live with a man before the kedushin, before I married you. I'm afraid that maybe you live with another man before that, and therefore you're a bula, and therefore I don't want to pay you anything. So it's a machloike. She says she deserves the ksuba. She has no psulim now. It's only a muket seitz that caused it. But she never lived with a man, therefore she deserves to have a ksuba. And he says, no, you lived with a man before this, and I don't want to give you ksuba. So again, Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer, Raimim Nemenes, we believe her. Her bori, she's believed, and either the Gemara says she has a migu, or because she has a chazaka with it. For Rabbi Yeshua, Aimeh, Loi Mipi Yonuchai, no, we don't live what she's saying, we don't believe her. Ella, we have to be afraid that Harezu Becheskas Drushesish. We know it says Lashem Becheskas, Lav Dafka, doesn't really mean Vadai. We don't know for sure, but we have a doubt. We have to be afraid. Maybe you did live with a man before this. El Harezu Becheskas Drushes Ish, Ache Tobi Rai Ledvoreho, until she brings a proof that no, that she never lived with a man and was only a Muket Seitz, and therefore then she'll be believed. But otherwise we say we don't believe her Bori. Her Bori is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mamin. So same type of machlokes we had before. Before she was saying Mishur Stanin and Nasti, and now she's saying no, she was the Muketzeitz. But the svaras are the same svaras. She is Nemo with a Bari Vishemo, and she's bleed because either she has a Miku or she has a Chazaka on her tzad. I think more so like this. Tainasayil b'mai. What's the machlokes? What are they arguing, the husband and the wife? Reb Yechanan Norma b'mosayim amona. Yechanan says that she wants to collect $200. As he holds like Reb Meir Shita that a Muketzeitz deserves $200 for the Ksuba. And the husband says, no, you only deserve $100. Reb Yelozer Roima b'mona v'loi klum. That she's only asking for $100. In other words, according to the Rabbanan Shita before, that a Muketzeitz does not get $200 but rather only $100. And the husband is saying, v'loi klum, you don't deserve anything. We'll soon explain now. Reb Yechanan Norma b'mosayim u'mona, the Machleiki says whether she deserves $200. Or the husband says 100. So v'loch Reb Meir. Reb Yechanan holds that our Mishnah goes according to the Shitas Reb Meir. The Yoma that holds ben hikobo uvein lo hikobo mosayim. Whether the husband realized that she was a Muketzeitz before he married her, or whether the husband did not realize it. It's not called a Mekechtois, it's not called anything, there's nothing wrong with her, and she still deserves to get her $200 for the Ksuba. That's Reb Meir Shita. Therefore, she's asking for 200, and he's only agreeing to 100. Reb Lezer says, "Bimona v'lo klum." The Machlokes says, no, that she's only asking for 100, and he's saying nothing. Why? So v'lo k'rabonin. Reb Lezer holds that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Amri, the Rabbonin say, that ben hikobo, ben lo hikobo, whether the husband realizes it or doesn't realize that she was a Muketzeitz, is mona. She only deserves to get $100. In other words, the Rabbanan Shita before, not Talocha, a Muketzeitz does not get $200. Kefort, she's not a psul, it's not the same type of a chain. But it's not enough of a begam of a difference in the body to call it a mekechtois. The husband can't say, I don't want to give you ksub at all. So therefore, the husband has to give her $100. And so therefore, she's asking for 100. But the husband says back, no, I'm not going to give you anything because I'm afraid that maybe you live with a man. And the reason why you're a bula is because of a man. And therefore, like Laloch we held before, that concept of Cheskas Psula, if you married your wife and you thought she was a Psula, and it comes out that she was really a Bula, it's called a Mekachtoy, you don't have to give her anything. Again, a get you would have to give her. But I call upon the get to the Chiyuvim of a Ksuba, you have a right to say it's a Mekachtoy, I'm not going to give you anything. It's more so like this. Bishleim Reb Loza, Bishleim is very good Reb Loza, like come to Reb Yechanan, he does not learn like Reb Yechanan, to come Mukum Loka Rabbanan. Because Reb Loza would rather say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan Shita, because that's the loch like the Rabbanan, that a Muketzeitz deserves to get $100. So therefore, that's what he says our Mishnah, that she's only asking for $100. El Reb Yechanan, according to Reb Yechanan, my time liyamak Reb Loza. How can Reb Yechanan does not want to learn our Mishnah la halacha according to the Rabbanan Shita like Reb Loza does? They say that she's only asking for 100. What forced Reb Yechanan to say that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, that she's asking for 200? So Gemara says, because Reb Yechanan Shita alone is that he holds Kesover, he holds Konso Becheskas Psula. If you marry your wife and you think she's a Psula, on that das you gave her a Ksuba, the Nim says Bula, and later it comes out that really she's a Bula, is Yesh Lo Ksuba Mona? That's what Reb Yechanan holds, that she does deserve to get $100. So if so, the husband is agreeing that he has to pay you $100. So, who come Ramona? We come Ramona. So, he is saying 100. Now, if our Mishnah is going to go according to Rabbanan Shita, that when she says she's a Muketzeitz, she also only deserves $100. So, if so, then, Mayika ben Taina di Dei, the Taina di Do, what's the difference between what he's saying and what she's saying? They're both saying the same thing. So, therefore, since Rabbi Yechanan holds that when even if she was a Drusas Ish, he has to give her $100, therefore, that forces him to learn that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir Shita. That when she says she's a Muketzeitz, she's asking for $200. So that's the Machlokes. The wife is asking for $200. She says she's only a Muketzeitz. She never lived with a man. She deserves $200. And the husband is saying, no, I'm only going to give you $100. I'm afraid you live with a man. Agav, it's a famous kashya in our Mishnah. Why don't we say he's a Moed B'Miksas HaTaina? According to this pshat, she's asking for $200. And he agrees, I owe you 100. And of the other 100, like he's only a Shema, so the klal should be called the Moedim HaMiksas HaTaina. And the klal is, whenever you agree to half of the other Taina, usually we say, Yechayev HaShvu Midiraisa. Now over here, since you're a Shema, the husband doesn't know for sure, it should be Klala Mitoich Shani Yochali Shova Mishalim. Since you can't swear, you should have to pay. It's like, why isn't it called a good case of the Maid of Mixas Atayin and our Mishnah? So someone answered the Pshat is that it's really like, it's not called Mimin Hataina. I'm not agreeing to half of your complaint. Like she's saying she's a Muketzeit, she deserves $200 because she has a din like a regular Bsula. He is arguing completely, no, you're not a Bsula at all. You have no din of a Bsula. I hold you have a din Bula your Drushas Ish. I have to give you $100. That's like a new Takana by itself. It's a different Takana to give you $100. Therefore, it's not called he's being Maida for Mixas Hataina. The Rambam Taka learns in these cases it is called the Moedim Amiksas. Sechnami said, Achranim give different truths in why you would not have a Chiv Shua in our case. Right, more so like this now. Bishleim on the Rebbe Loza, Haina de Ketoni Tarti. Bishleim according to Rebbe Leza Shita, that our Mishnah says here, Mukat says, goes according to Rabbonin, that she's asking for 100. And he is saying, the husband, Veloi Klum, Kos Balocha, Konsa Becheskas Tzula, Vinin says, Bula is a Mekachtois. So according to Rebbe Lezer, the way he learns our Mishnah, it's good. Why we have these last two Mishnahs in? Why we need two Mishnahs? Of the last case of Mishra Sanin and Nasti, and this case here, Mukatzaitz. Why? Where it says, Chad lafukim with Rami Bachoma. Our second Mishnah of Mukatzaitz is teaching us, not like Rami Bachoma's Svara before. Before, Rami Bachoma wants to say a Svara, that if the husband did not realize that his wife is a Mukatzaitz, and then he marries and finds out she's a Mukatzaitz, it's called a Mekachtois. So for now, Mishnah, we see clearly it's not called a Mekachtois. Because here, the husband did not realize that she was a Mukatzeis before. But going now, the husband thought that she was a regular Besula. And now, by the first night, he tied his best of Suach. So see, what is she saying? That she was a Mukatzeis? In other words, she's agreeing she doesn't have Besulim. But she's saying because she hurt herself, and Nate's a stick went in there. And she wants to get her $200 or $100. But our Koponim, you see, it's not called a Mekachtois. Even though the husband did not realize that she's a Muketzeitz, when she says she's a Muketzeitz, even though here she's saying she was a Muketzeitz before the Kedushin, still the husband has to pay her a Ksuba. So that's not like Rami Bachoma. So our Mishnah is telling us, not like Rami Bachoma, that it's not called a Mekach Tois, the fact you find out your wife is a Muketzeitz. For Chodah, what do we need the first Mishnah for? Le'afu came with Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, to say not like Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, that Konsa v'cheskas psula, v'nimtzas bula, he said, Yesh lo ksuba mono, and now our Mishnah goes not like that. That the Mishnah Poshet says a loshen of Mekach Tois, Mekach Tois Mashim, the husband has a right to say, I'm not going to pay anything. Because la locha, like we had before, was that Konsa v'cheskas psula, v'nimtzas bula, is like a Mekach Tois, you don't have to pay her anything. So current Rebbe Elazar is good while we have these two Mishnahs in. The Mor says, though, according to Rabbi Yechonon Shita, Tarti Lomeli. According to Rabbi Yechonon, what do we need two cases for? As Rabbi Yechonon holds that Konsa Becheskas Psula, Venimtsas Bula, is Yeshlai Mona. You do have to pay your Aksub. It's not called the Mekach Tois. See, if so, what do we need the two Mishnayasin for? Like, just down to tell us. Just to tell us that a Mukat Seitz is not called the Mekach Tois, so let it just say the second Mishnah. Like, for what purpose do we have to have the first Mishnah? So Mara says no. The Mara says, Chodel Adicha Koichot Rabbi Gamliel, for Chodel Adicha Koichot Rabbi Yeshua. We need these two Mishnahs in, one is the Chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel, that she is believed, and one is the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua, that she is not believed. It's like this. Kamaisa, the first Mishnah is, L'Adicha Koichot Rabbi Yeshua. The first Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua. That what? Even though the first Mishnah, she has a migu. That what she tain is Mishra standing in Nasti. That's what happened. That when I married you, I was a psula. The word b'shas the kedushin. For as later, afterwards, after the kedushin, then somebody was manas me. Now when she says that, she's passing herself to a kohen can't marry her anymore. Now she has a migu, that means if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said that she was a muketzeitz. And then she would be believed to get married to a she would be kosher to a kohen. So we have a svara of a migu, we have a svara like she's not lying, she's telling the truth. Still Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. Lo mehemna. That's the chiddush of the first Mishnah. Bas Raisa, the second Mishnah now, according to Rabbi Yechanan in the second Mishnah, there's no migu at all in the second Mishnah. Because she's saying she's a muketzeitz. Now according to Rabbi Yechanan, that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya, no matter when she says she was a Mukhet Feit, whether it happened before the Kedushin or whether it happened after the Kedushin, she's asking for $200. So now Mishnah, when she says she's a Mukhet Feit, there's no Migu. There's no better Tanya she could have complained. So Mela, I would have thought, Afagav, so Mela, our Mishnah is the Chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel. Basraisel is Lodicha Koichad Rabbi Gamliel. The Afagav, the Lekalameim Migu, according to Rabbi Yechanan and our second Mishnah, there's no Migu over here. So maybe, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she should not be believed. After Lekalameim Migu, Mehemna, still Rabbi Gamliel says, no, we believe her. And the story is because it's a Bori B'Shema, and also about that she has a Cheskes Aguf. Now what kind of Cheskes Aguf over here? Like the husband says that she lived with a man. She says no, she didn't live with a man. It only happened through an Eitz. So she has a Cheskes Aguf, like a Cheskes Kashrus, we know to say, she did not lose a Psulim through a man. She has a Cheskes Kashrus here to say, she never has Nus with a man. She was born like to be a kosher of Bas Yisrael, and a regular Bas Yisrael does not have Znus, so she has a right to Chazak.